Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. We have a very brief story today, and it again comes from the group of stories from Bukharia, a very famous section of Russia, where a very special community of Jews emerged in recent years. And this story is told by a very special Yid named Reb Simcha Gorodetsky. And he writes as follows: I was sent by the previous Rebbe to Samarkand 5 years later. This would be at the beginning of 1924, which was about 7 years after the communists took over. I was armed with the assistance of Rabbi Eliezerov's students, who was the person who was there for some years before that and had started to help to educate the Bukharian Jews in Torah and mitzvahs. They had a very minimal knowledge. I set up an entire network of Torah classes and set up chadorim, schools, traditional schools for the Bukharian children. One of my first accomplishments was the founding of a school called Teferes Bukharim. It was the yeshiva. It was like a kollel where local businessmen, workers, and laborers, people who worked for a living, came to study after a hard day's work. I taught there for several hours a day. Then there was a Talmud Torah that boasted an enrollment of several hundred children. That was the children who would study there, I think, after public school. It was so successful that its reputation soon spread throughout Uzbekistan, that area of the world, drawing pupils from a large geographical area. In those days, it was not yet illegal to teach Torah to children, but by organizing such activity, that I was breaking the law. Now, of course, remember, this is not the law in America, which is hopefully a fair country. It was the law in a terrible, unfair, mean, oppressive country that was trying to destroy Judaism. Therefore, we would not be obligated to follow those laws. In a fair country, we are obligated. We must follow the laws of the land. But in an unfair country, then we are required to break those laws which are against Judaism. And that was the situation there. The mean government, unfair communist government, would not let people organize schools for Torah. But such a law is made to destroy Judaism, and therefore we did not keep it. The secret police, realizing that someone must be behind all these activities, made an investigation. They looked hard and tried to figure out who was organizing all this teaching. Many Jews were called down to their offices to be questioned. According to those who were questioned, the police already knew about me as the one who was organizing it, and knew that I was sent to that place by the previous Rebbe. All they needed were witnesses who were willing to testify against me. My good friends advised me, I should run away from that country, but I refused, because I was afraid that if I ran away, that all the hard work and all the wonderful schooling and Torah learning which I had helped to build would come tumbling down. Hashem will help, I insisted. We just have to rely on Him. I will remain here as long as my strength holds out. And he did. And for some years, he was very successful in not getting arrested. He continued to educate many, many Jewish children. But as we'll see in the other stories, life was not so hard for him. Was not so easy for him. It became very, very difficult. But this is the kind of Mesiras Nefesh of self-sacrifice of a Jew who puts aside what's comfortable for him to dedicate himself to Torah mitzvahs. And this is the reason why we really have strong and powerful Jewish educational institutions and schools and yeshivas today. Because behind every yeshiva, every school, every seminary, there's somebody who had Mesiras Nefesh who worked very, very, very hard to make sure that it would happen. Thank you for joining the story of the day.